As we've been hearing this morning, President Obama used his State of the Union address last night to promise he'll make jobs and the economy his top priorities this year. That promise must be resonating with one of the people we spoke with earlier this week about the expectations for the speech. Darnell Williams is Executive Director and CEO of the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts, headquartered in Roxbury. When we spoke with him yesterday, he said the president needed to shift his thinking and make jobs a priority.
They have helped the automakers, they've helped the banks in terms of the stimulus package. If they recalibrate their thinking and focus in on Main Street and what do the people need, I'm optimistic and hopeful that they'll get it right.
Darnell Williams joins us now again on the phone this morning to speak to us again. Good morning, Darnell, and thanks a lot.
Good morning, Bob.
So I guess the first question is, did the president get it right last night, as you said?
Well, I think the president was spot on in terms of the focus, at least what I heard, when he talked about the jobs bill is going to be his focus for 2010.
In his call for the jobs bill, the president said that $30 billion repaid from the bank bailout would go to community banks to loan out to small businesses. Do you think that'll help you on the ground and the folks who come into your offices to use your computers to look for work?
Well, I think so, because I think at the community bank level, what it will do is that it will really be closer to the businesses who have found some other challenges going to the larger banks to get to access to capital. And when businesses are trying to bridge their operations or they're trying to expand, they need access to funds. And that's the only way. The second component is that the consumers need to demonstrate a stronger confidence in our community, in our economy, for them to buy those products or services for us to grow. So I think it's the step in the right direction, and jobs is clearly the focus that the president and the Congress needs to have.
Time-wise, what's your hope on how long or short it will take for some of this money to get out in the community so some of the folks who do come to you for help looking for work can actually find work?
Conservatively, you're probably looking at between 12 to 18 months to see the real impact of this money unless they find a more immediate way to get the monies into the hands of small businesses. That will be the secondary challenge. If we can go to the community banks, I think that's great. But if they can find a more expedited way to get the money to small businesses, that would be even more helpful.
Are you worried about that, though? Because that means continued pain, economic pain, for the folks you talk to, for the folks you serve, pretty much through 2010.
I think that's the reality that we're confronted with, is that it would be ideal if they could say within 30 days we'll have this money out there. But if they could figure out a way to get the money into the hands within 30 days or 60 days, that would be a phenomenal hit and clearly show that they are not only this is their focus, but they are putting it as an urgent area. But we, you know, the process is what it is.
One more question. In his speech last night, the president credited his administration with creating some 2 million jobs. Did you see any of that? Did you feel any of that in the Roxbury neighborhood?
Well, that's a little difficult to measure. And I think the 2 million jobs that they're talking, he mentioned cops and firefighters and folks that are on the front line. And that may well be as part and bridge construction and roads. But I have not seen that directly as it relates to the other kinds of jobs within green space, within the types of jobs that we're trying to train people to get, customer service and sales and other positions. So while that the 2 million is being articulated by the administration, we need to see another 2 million. I think he indicated another 1.5 million by the end of the year. We were hopeful that that 1.5 million will, in fact, impact some of the jobs and the people that we're serving.
Darnell Williams, Executive Director and CEO of the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts, its headquarters in Roxbury. Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.